Let me just state, I think this is actually an example of how we can do with, we can save a lot of time in our PME meetings or a lot of motions, is if more discussions needed or more amendments, unless it's really urgent and important, the committees can do it. They have much more time to refine motions. Okay, Summer, you want to take the chair again?
Thank you. All right, folks, so we've got a bunch of committees here that don't have any motions in. So I don't see, frankly, a lot of benefits doing up a bunch of time to call through committees.
This is George.
Tracy, with a point of order, please.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy.
I believe that what we just did is we failed to refer the motion to committee, but we didn't actually vote on the motion.
We referred the motion to committee.
The motion to refer passed.
That was the vote.
Oh, okay. Sorry, spacing out. Forget it. I thought that it failed, and then I was confused by what happened. Okay, sorry.
Sorry, that was the vote was on referring it to committee. So,
make that a point of information. Okay.
Okay, so thank you. And George, what did you want to say?
There are actually three motions from the programming committee that I thought I had sent along with the one for the for the program council way back in January sometime. And
it's possible in the various reformations of this agenda over the months that they've gotten lost out of there when we did the programming council. I remember we did the programming council. Well, what were the other motions? I'm not sure if they're not on there if people are prepared for them. So.
Well, I just sent them to the board a moment ago. I thought I sent it earlier, but apparently it was to a dead list.
Okay.
I think the one that's probably most significant for the committee is to get a report back as to what's happened with the Spanish language programming mandate that the PMB made last year, which I think was for an hour of Spanish language programming a day throughout the network. And the motion asked, it should probably be phrased as a request to the executive director to get to report back at the next meeting, at least after contacting the general managers, and to tell us what's happened with that.
Why don't you go ahead and read the motion, George? And it says ask PMB, but I agree that would be something probably under the purview of the executive director, directed at the general managers. You want to go ahead and read the motion into the record, and then we'll see if there's any objection to it?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as it stands, the motion says to ask the PMB for a report of what has been done. General manager responsible to 1 hour Spanish programming per day, which was approved by the PMB. So, since this is before the PMB rather than the committee, I think it should be rephrased to say, to ask the executive director for a report as to what has been done from the general manager's response for 1 hour Spanish programming per day, which was approved by the PMB.
Thank you, George. Is there any objection to that motion? Is there any discussion? Maybe we could just go ahead and pass this and move to the next item.
I'm sorry, Carolyn here. I did not get this motion. I don't know what to do about that, but I didn't get it.
What is the official list? I sent it to pnb@pacifica.org. I also sent it to pnb@kpftx.com. What's the official list?
I'm getting other things.
pnb@pacifica.org, George. I don't know what the pnb@kpftx.org does, frankly.
Okay, so Carolyn should be getting it. She's on that list.
I
didn't know.
Okay, so the motion, it says to ask PNB for a report of what has been done with the general manager's response to 1 hour Spanish programming per day, which is approved by the PNB. And George is saying it should be reading to ask the executive director to get such a report from the general managers. And it reads, one, it is the intention of the programming committee that the program councils will provide.
That's the next one.
Sorry, thank you. I know, I was like, didn't we do that? Two, the programming committee requests that the PNB implement the previously passed national special events programming motion. Three, you're actually speaking to three, George. We urge the PNB to consider the motion previously passed by this committee to create a task force to explore all the options as far as implementing Spanish language programming to make some recommendations based on demographic and other data.
The third one is related to the first one. So let me say that.
Okay, George, what you want to vote on right now is the one that says motion to ask PNB for a report of what has been done.
Yes.
Today, which is approved by the PNB, and you're amending that to ask the executive director for a report from the general managers.
Yes.
That's what's been done to implement that policy, correct?
Exactly correct.
Okay. Does anyone object to that?
Yeah, I'm going to object.
Okay. Discussion?
Bill.
Okay. No discussion. Vote?
Bill. Can you hear me, Summer?
I'm just trying to run the meeting. Go ahead, Bill.
So the amendment is to create a task force to explore all the options.
No.
That one you're
no,
talking
I-
about?
His email. I apologize. I was trying to figure out which part was the motion there. No, just the part I read with his change, which was to change it from PNB to executive director in terms of who's responsible for extracting the report from the general managers. So.
Okay, well, I don't understand why we need to pass a motion just to ask for a status update. Yes. I understand this comes from the committee. But
Tracy for the staff, I guess.
Okay. Sure.
Let me respond to Bill's question. The committee has no right to direct...
Point of order. We're going through the motions. Could we please stage it with stack and not go back and forth?
Okay, put me on the stack, Summer.
George, there'll be other questions by that point. Thank you. Tracy?
Well, I guess I should, motivate the objection. So let me briefly do that. It's not an objection to the substance of the motion in the sense that, of course there should be a status report. It's really a question of priorities right now. There are several serious financial problems we're supposed to be dealing with. There are reports being asked sort of right, left, center, and backwards, which I think is important, about some pretty grave issues, and I'm just not sure that I see this as a priority demanding a PNB motion right this second. I think that this is sort of a misplaced priorities scenario, and that we probably don't need to tell the ED to stop everything else and write the Spanish language programming report right this second or else, which is sort of what I'm getting out of the motion. So that would be the grounds of my objection. It's a simple question of organizational priorities. And I do think Spanish language programming in some intelligently implemented is important, but I put an emphasis on the intelligently implemented, and I think we can get a status report without a, shall we say, full board command performance.
Want to go ahead and respond, and then maybe we can take a vote on this?
Yeah.
This is me, Summer.
Oh, okay, George. Hold on. I'm going to let you have the last word, George, okay, because you're participating. So go ahead, Nia, and I'll see if there's anybody else who has any questions.
Yeah, I'm just, the motion is to simply ask the ED to say why this has not been implemented. I don't think I'm just based on what George just said, I don't think anyone is looking for a dissertation. Since George is a professor, we're just simply asking, why isn't it done? And it is crucial. So I am for this motion. I don't understand why it's taking so long. It doesn't have to be, like I said, it doesn't have to be a dissertation.
Are there any other people with questions, comments, before I let George?
This is Revelyn.
Go ahead,
just a point of information. Tracy, you kept talking about something about intelligent. I mean, that's intelligent as compared to what? I mean, is there, I don't understand the differentiation you're making. Are you saying that other shows are intelligent and this one might not be? What are you saying here?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Senator, do you want me to respond to that?
Like,
I'm asking a question. Yes, I mean, I didn't understand what you were saying, so I'm just asking for clarification.
Okay, well, I want to avoid back and forth as much as possible, but go ahead. Give a direct response, Tracy.
The distinction that I was drawing was
I can't hear you, Tracy.
Okay, sorry. The distinction that I was drawing was that programming in two languages at the same time is a complex thing, as we all know. Dissertations have been written in the public radio world about good ways to do this and bad ways to do this. Obviously, it's complex and it requires some planning and some thought. There's a lot of things going on in this organization. And certainly from my own point of view, we are looking for intelligent implementation, not abrupt implementation that won't work. Pacifica already has some history there. So what I was talking about was a planning process, a little bit of research, a little bit of look at what other stations are doing, those kinds of professional actions. And I'm not sure that issuing this resolution causes that to occur. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that it does.
This is Lydia. Can you add me to the stack?
Certainly. Lydia?
Oh!
Stack
off.
What?
Thank you,
Tracy. Okay. I'm hearing background sounds. Lydia, you're next. Go ahead, please.
I'm sorry. I thought there were people in front of me. Nia, I had heard. Am I on right now?
You are. Yeah, this is on stack by George. I'm letting him go last because he.
Oh. Okay. So.
Go ahead.
So what I was going to say is, number one, some people I regard as highly intelligent originally crafted the motion, the board back in 2005. I regard the people that not only crafted but voted on it to be intelligent, so we may have different perspectives as to how this can and cannot be implemented. But one of the most intelligent things that we can do is to help grow our listenership, and that is a priority right now. And given that that's the only growth sector in radio right now, and we can send you mounds of documentation on that in terms of Spanish language, that it would be a priority for us to find out where that stands. And this motion, which we're not arguing, actually, we're not debating the actual motion. It's a simple request for an update from 2005. She can't do that. She wasn't here at that time. We passed this last September again, and it is time for an update in open session. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, George. I think
there's
anyone else.
Can you hear me?
With that?
This is Afia. Can you not hear? Well, obviously, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Go ahead, Afia.
I would urge the passage of the motion as with the proposed amendment in light of the fact that people of color are invariably insulted arguments of efficiency of process, all of which are used to avoid the inclusion and the respect that is due programming that is requested. I just find it so offensive to be confronted with that yet again in the 21st century.
Thank you. Thank you, Afia. Okay, and is there anybody else? And then I'd like to let George have the final word. So.
Yes, could you put Ivan on the spot, please?
Ivan. It's up still. Then I have Ivan. Is there anyone else? Okay.
Yeah, here we are. We're facing with, financial problems. We've got a lot of debt. Our fund drives are not doing well. We need new transmitters at several stations. WPFW has to move soon. We've already talked at this meeting about needing to get the audit out so that that we can get the CPB funds. You know, this is so far down on the priority list, folks. You know, let's just not worry about it right now. We don't need a motion. So I'm opposed to the motion.
People of color are always on the bottom of white folks' list. I think we need to move it up.
Madam Chair, or Bill, a point
please,
of inquiry.
Please state to the stack, point of order. Let's state to the stack and get through the discussion.
Point of inquiry. This is Andrea.
Summer? We can't hear you.
No, it's not Summer. This is Andrea.
Well, Summer's chairing, though. We can't hear you,
okay.
Summer.
Okay, point of inquiry.
Well, go ahead, Andrea.
Okay. Did we schedule an intelligent fiscal report for tonight?
Okay. Thank you.
Is that on the agenda?
I'd like to have lots of intelligent things on the agenda, Andrea.
I know. But seriously, fiscal report, are we having that tonight, since we've mentioned twice already in this particular argument that we're in dire straits, we need fiscal reporting. So I'm just trying to figure out
point of inquiry.
Is it on the agenda? Is it on the agenda tonight? Is it on the agenda? I'm speaking to the chair, not to Ken or anyone else. That is a point of inquiry.
Thank you, Andrea, and your point's well taken about the finances. I think finances is something we're going to have to continuously take up on this board over the next few months. So we're going to be actually out of this open session.
I have a point of information.
Does that
member understand Robert's Rules of Order? A point of information only.
Thank you.
Point of information, LaVarne. I asked a question.
Yes, LaVarne.
Oh, this is LaVarne. Did you recognize me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'm sorry that I did give a summary in terms of where we are for the finances for April, and the reason why I do have a preliminary report, and I can give you these numbers, but the numbers are not final because KPFA's business manager failed to close on the fifth workday as required, but closed 10 days later. And WBAI's fiscal director still has not closed the books. But I can give you the preliminary numbers are not correct because the expenses are higher in some cases than they should be because the national office makes accruals at the end after the stations close. So these numbers are not correct, but I can tell you now that the preliminary numbers that are not correct but are can give you some feeling for where we are, is that the month of April, of course, when we do not have a fund five, the month of April numbers are like the month of January, where there's actually a deficit. And so on a year-to-date basis, the deficit would be about $300,000. So this is what I talked about. I'm not sure if the director was on the call when I initially did my report. But the direction that I talked about was that the numbers were lower and that the fund drives are not doing well, and that the leadership meeting that we have, the general managers are all working toward looking at their operations to determine how we should proceed in terms of trying to achieve a year in at break even. And with the fund drives not coming in at target level, there have to be concrete actions to close the deficit that is developing based on the fund drives not meeting target. I'm sorry if Director
Turner
was not on the
Turner.
Call. Did
yeah.
Thank mm-hmm. you. But I did deliver that report at the beginning. Thank you.
Thank you, LaVarne.
George, did you want to go ahead and give your final words motivating this? We can go ahead and take a vote one way or the other, and it's going to be time to get out of open session fairly shortly.
I would like to do that, yes.
Thank you.
Let me say, first of all, that this is not my motion. I'm presenting it as the chair of the committee. I support the motion. The committee is the programming committee. its task is to oversee programming. It has no means of getting a report back on the motion that was passed on Spanish language programming, which from this discussion alone clearly is a significant issue for this board. Other than to request that the executive director provide a report back. It does not say in it when she has to provide the report back. We would like it as soon as possible. It does not say anything about preempting other business. It says, very simply, we'd like to know what happened to this motion that the PMB passed, which was supposed to be executed back in September of last year. What happened to that? So we can continue thinking and discussing that whole issue of Spanish language programming. I think we should just pass this and let's move on to what we need to do after that.
We got to go ahead and take a vote in this action. We'll support this motion to get the report back to some general managers on the implementation of 1 hour per day of management programming. No vote will not support getting that report back. Thank you.
Shall I call the call?
Yes, Madam Secretary, if you would please call the roll. Thank you.
Ken Aaron? Can you hear me? Ivan Alcime? Ivan Alcime? How do you vote? Teresa Al, I didn't hear you, Ivan nor Ken. Teresa Allen? Nina Bediaco?
Yes.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden? Can't hear you, Carolyn.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I'll abstain.
Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Next person.
Kathy David? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revelyn Gold?
Did you say Revelyn?
Yes. Thank you. Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Heather Gray says yes.
Thank you.
Abstain.
Isia Wangaza votes yes. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Okay. Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel.
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Sure, yes.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Ivan Alcime? Can't hear you, Ivan. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128,
said... Teresa on the call.
Pardon?
This is Teresa. I'm on the call. I'm joining the call.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, yes. And 1 no, and 1 abstention. 14 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Motion passes. Thank you. All right, folks, so we're at 7 minutes past our 7 o'clock adjournment time for open session to go into closed session. If I'm correct, our next meeting would be a continuation meeting, which would mean we'd actually maybe get these quite aged motions off of our agenda, which leaves me no end. So there's no objection to that. Our next meeting will be a continuation meeting, which means we'll pick up after all these committee reports that all these motions would have been sitting there for a long time. And there's no objection now, then we should go ahead and adjourn and reconvene in closed session in just a moment. So is there any objection to doing that? And hearing none? Okay, folks. So quickly get over to closed session, please. I'll go ahead and call our attorney. Thank you. Thank you to the public. Next will be Wednesday, June 6th.